This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We are sitting here with a fourth of the state budget in front of us, and there is nothing we can do to adjust that for the next 2 years. I find that breathtakingly hard to comprehend.
Led by Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry, House Republicans on the Joint Budget Committee voted unanimously against approving two-year contract extensions for managed care companies, which coordinate the state's Medicaid services, even though every Senate member approved. In going head-to-head with Deputy Health Secretary Jeff Reynolds, Henry made clear he was looking at the dollars rather than the contract terms.
This contract is roughly half the size of LDH's budget, correct?
Absolutely.
And LDH's budget is half the size of the state budget.
It's getting there.
It's getting there. So we're talking about a fourth, more or less, of the entire state budget.
Despite being advised delays could impair health care services for nearly one-third of the state's population, 1.5 million residents, Henry was insistent upon taking more time with the contracts, which expire in January.
If we can save a dollar anywhere, I don't see the harm in waiting a couple months to get to that.
I need a yes or no now.
You need yes or no by December.
I need yes or no now in order to give me enough time to know what I'm doing.
November and December wouldn't give you enough time.
If you tell me no in December, what do I do then?
We can't tell you no in December, but at least it gives you 2 months to try to figure something out to get a better deal.
Reynolds responded,
I would disagree that would change one term on this contract extension.
To be continued. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.